AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn, politics and economics today, starting with the unemployment rate blipping higher, which is what the Fed was hoping to accomplish to help cool inflation further. Our Shelley Adler reports.
Filings for unemployment benefits rose again last week and appear to be settling consistently at a slightly higher, though still healthy level. Jobless claims rose by 20,000.
The stock market has another rough day with increased concerns over China and investors reversing highly valued tech stocks. The Dow's down about 300 points. Mortgage rates have blipped slightly lower to 6.77%. In Milwaukee tonight, Donald Trump will take the stage to accept the Republican Party nomination. Here's our Sagar Magani.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning, Trump said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech to one focused on unity.
President Biden's campaign, meanwhile, says even though he's tested positive for COVID, the president is feeling fine and working while isolating in Delaware. Behind the scenes, though, some Democrats are pushing for him to drop out of the race. The National Transportation Safety Board's pointing to a horrific crash 2 years ago in Oklahoma as a reason for parents to discourage kids from driving while stoned on marijuana. Six high school girls died in March of 22 after the driver, who had been smoking, crashed into a semi-truck at an intersection. Federal health officials have just authorized sales of the best-selling e-cigarette in the U.S., Views Alto. This is AP News. SpaceX says it will use a powerful souped-up capsule to shove the International Space Station out of orbit when it's time to take the floating lab out of the sky in the next decade or so. And Ford is ramping up production of a popular truck.
Ford says many customers haven't been able to get their trucks fast enough because of production constraints. So beginning in 2026, Ford will start making its F-Series Super Duty pickups at a plant in Ontario, Canada, to keep up with demand. Ford also makes the Super Duty pickups at plants in Kentucky and Ohio, which are running at full capacity. They produced more than 200,000 Super Duty trucks during the first half of this year. Super Duties are the heavy-duty version of the trucks. Ford says businesses and tradespeople rely on these trucks, as do first responders. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.